RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Man from U.N.C.L.E., now playing in area theaters.
Guy Ritchie has yet to snag a James Bond film. He went out and made one on his own, wrapping it in the guise of a 1960s TV show screen adaptation. His leading man has the suave moves, cavalier bravado during impossible life-and-death action scenes, a breathtaking lady, a gallon of sexual innuendo, and over-the-top villains hastening the end of the world. Part spy versus spy and part good versus evil, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. settles into a dueling banjo's rhythm of spycraft as two leading men attempt to prove there can be only one. There may be nuclear weapons, Cold War tension, and even torture, but The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is not to be taken seriously. It is a refreshing chance to sit back and watch Guy Ritchie do what he does best, go overboard, yet keep us entertained. In 1963, the United States and the Soviet Union were not on each other's Christmas card list. The Soviets built a wall bisecting Berlin, and the Americans practiced moving through, under, and over it to conduct their intelligence operations. The perfectly named Napoleon Solo, played by Henry Cavill, is the CIA's most effective agent. He can infiltrate any fortress, steal any secret, and usually performs these feats unbeknownst to the victim. Unfortunately for Solo, the KGB's best and brightest, Ilya Kuryakin, played by Armie Hammer, is every bit as adept as Napoleon, and the two super spies realize fighting each other is as challenging as fighting your reflection. The prize in the middle changes as the plot requires, but to start, it is the slight East German auto mechanic, Gabby Teller, played by Alicia Vikander. If this actually were filmed in the 60s, Audrey Hepburn would play Gabby. They look alike, act alike, and Vikander might as well be Hepburn's granddaughter. Forgetting for a moment Vikander is Swedish, while Hepburn is a once-in-a-lifetime mix of British, Austrian, and whatever nationality heaven is. I digress. Through a quirky maneuver to create an oddball team to crack a case of global importance, the CIA and the KGB decide to team up. Napoleon, Ilya, and Gabby will go undercover to thwart the creation and proliferation of some new form of nuclear weapon. It is unclear exactly what the new weapon can do, but it matters none. We're not here for the science and technology. We're here for Guy Ritchie's trademark witty dialogue, the more than impressive action sequences, and some nostalgia for those of you old enough to remember watching The Man from U.N.C.L.E. episodes on TV. I was personally here for Vikander, but I'll settle for those previous reasons as well. There is also plenty of scenery to chew on as British locales step in to create East Berlin and the Wall, the real Naples, Italy, and some Italian island you would only ever get to visit if you were a billionaire. Also, if you have ever been to Rome, prepare to be taken right out of the film when the gang somehow walks around the corner from the Spanish Steps to the Roman Forum. I don't think so. Guy Ritchie films are also known for their flashy, playful cinematography. Director of photography John Matheson has never worked with Ritchie before, but he knows his way around Italy in action. He shot Gladiator. The opening chase scene, watching Ilya chase Napoleon and Gabby, is choreographed and shot perfectly. The cars join together as they swerve and spin out of control, but most of all, notice how much the camera does not move. The two cars are side by side at a traffic light. Bullets are going to fly any second, but instead of movement and quick cuts, Ritchie and Matheson slow it down and let us shower in tension and suspense for an extra 30 seconds. Ritchie does it again in a hotel room. Gabby makes a perplexing phone call, and instead of some obnoxious soundtrack and the jump cut, the camera slowly glides backward out of the room, with Gabby off-center staring straight ahead. I'm going into so much detail here because of how well all of these decisions work. A late summer action film recalling a second-tier TV show could have just gone through the motions. Instead, Guy Ritchie injects the entire project with style, an adequate plot, and two not uber-famous men, but men who can hold their own. Hammer's thick Russian accent sounds too well done past medium, but that is just a quibble. As an origin story, Ritchie sets up The Man from U.N.C.L.E. to be a franchise if the studio so chooses, but I suppose that is up to the box office to determine. Whether or not audiences tune in en masse, I hope they know this is not Guy Ritchie marking time, waiting for another Sherlock Holmes movie to come around. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is fantastic, and Alicia Vikander is in it. That is why I give The Man from U.N.C.L.E. 3.5 out of 4 stars.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is rated PG-13, now playing at the Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.
RadioSt.Pete.com.